LTR Mobile.
N4DJC.
Oh, good morning, Jerry. Let me turn this radio down. Listening to little Barbara Mandrell here. Oh, we're just headed around Wade Hampton. It's sprinkling here, and sometimes it gets the sun peeks through, but not very often. But it's a pretty nice day overall, 63 degrees. Can't complain this early in March. How you doing?
What a difference the day makes. It looks cloudy here. It was kind of real dark looking on the, I guess on the western side of the house, but it was really, it's just gray hue. I hadn't seen a bit of sunlight. Sunshine, I should say. Plenty of sunlight, it's just behind the clouds.
Ain't that the truth? Well, we're down here near Edwards Road and just headed down to Aldi's for a short trip. And we got all the lawn mowed yesterday and the chickens fed and watered, so they'll be good for a couple of days. The lawn's looking beautiful with the fescue out there, but the drawback is you got to mow it soon.
Pre-emergent guy came by and it was too late to put it down, so we're going to be cursed with all kinds of junk out in the yard. We got a mixture. He really didn't want to treat it because he could have, but we got a little bit of Bermuda, a little bit of fescue, a little bit of centipede. And he said, if I did anything, he'd probably kill a third of your lawn. He said, he'll do a pre-emergent this fall. We'll call him back in September and do it again early in the spring. He said, such a mild winter. He said, I tried to get him to hold him earlier, but the guy couldn't get in touch with him. I got his card now, and he came back. He's a real nice guy. His grandfather actually had a business here, and he was the guy that originally started with doing a termite treatment. So I knew him and knew his family. I thought I recognized the young guy, but he took over when his grandfather retired, and one uncle took over part of the business, and he took over another part of it. So he's got the turf treatment part, but he said he couldn't do anything for us right now, but he could do something this fall and next spring. We got a lot of work to do there. I got to get my paint. I'm going to get my grip.
You might try some Roundup for yards and just get you a small sprayer and spot spray it. I use that a lot, and it does not bother the grass, but you have to check for your kind of grass to make sure it doesn't bother it. And I go out and hit the dandelions and the hen bit and stuff like that. You can go ahead, sweetheart. And I'll be in there in a minute. And anyways, there are no quarters here. There's one. Okay. She's looking for a quarter for Aldi's. But it does a good job. It just takes 3 ounces per gallon. You can get it from Amazon delivered to your door, Jerry. This is your LTR.
We got a problem with it's what they call creeping Charlotte. It's like a ground ivy. It had, and there's another type. I don't know what type it is. It's kind of brown looking. It's kind of weed. I don't know why. I can't remember what they call it. It's, something's really hard to get rid of. And if you don't get it before it emerges, it's really hard to kill it. We do some spot spraying from time to time, but it's not the, we just got different kinds of, we originally planted fescue here, and we started putting some centipede side down, and realized the centipede wasn't cool enough. We couldn't water it enough with our water situation here. So last year we started putting down some Bermuda, and we're going to keep working on Bermuda over time. Eventually, I wouldn't mind having the front yard sided in Bermuda, but Lord knows what it cost to do it, and I don't know whether I could afford to water the stuff initially, but I still may do that as a last resort. The backyard, there's nothing back there, no trees or anything. It's just me and bare grass, but we're going to keep working. We've been working on it. I mean, it's green, but it's different shades of green, Tom.
You got a little Bermuda mixed in here and there, and you can see it in the wintertime because it goes dormant, but very little. It's just little specks coming up. But I'll send you a picture here in a little bit of what it looked like last night. But I'm looking right here at Aldi's, and all of those little fuzzy things are already on the... They got a bumper crop of them out here. I know what you mean by that. It's a leafy stuff, and it's got little burrs on it, almost like stickers, doesn't it?
Langus says it drives to get it up for, you know, whatever she can find a patch of it, but it just you know, it'll eat into your hands if you try to get it up. I can't remember what they call that stuff. That stuff is really hard to get rid of after it's already out there. But you put your pre-emergent out early enough, and I think I missed it by about 2 weeks. He said we had such a mild winter that the stuff had already started coming out. He said once it gets out, it's just really hard to control it at that point. He said, I could put it out. He said, and he was only going to charge me like $75 to do the whole yard, including the cost of the stuff, which was pretty good, I thought, because we got right at a half acre. But I just don't have the mower anymore. Can't handle the, you know, getting equipment out there and messing with it. But he said, I missed it by probably a couple of weeks. And you got yours down. So, you know, where you are, you're a little bit further north than we are. You got yours down probably just at the right time to catch a lot of it.
You should have been down a couple of weeks before that, Amy said, and I think she's right, because I started seeing some of them before, before we put it down. But I just do whatever she tells us to do, you know.
Say by the Valentine's Day, but he said we had such a mild winter. And this was, he came by last Friday, I think. And so he missed it by about a week or two. But anyway, I've got his name, got his card, got his phone number, know who he is, and he's got me on the list. He should just call him in September the 1st, and he'll get back out there and do the, he does one, I don't know why he does it in the fall, but he said he'd do it in the fall and then do it this spring. It's coming spring, too, and he said we ought to get a little bit better control of it. And I think if I'm healthy enough next year, I think I may go ahead and start putting some Bermuda down some more in the front. Maybe, like I said, if the price is right, I'd get the whole front yard side. It's not a lot. And I got a few other things to do in the meantime before I start putting any grass out. But it's on my list, as they say.
Honestly, that's for sure. But I don't know. It's just a hobby for us old folks, watching the grass grow. That's about the most exciting things we do, Jerry.
Yeah, for me, putting aside Dan is the biggest thing. And the guy next door to us, he got his, around his house aside, and the other side of the house, about half the lot is in, like, fescue or something like that. And he's going to have some work done, I think. This summer, he's talking about putting a building out there so he can put his work on his car, and, you know, just a nice, you know, peanut filling, put a couple of cars in. He had the county out here the other day. You have to have a permit in the county to put a building this larger than 200 square feet. It has to be permitted, and he was out there going through that process, I think. And if he starts working on that yard out there, if he starts doing some siding out there, I'm going to get the guy, I'm going to see if the guy do hours. We'll get a quota anyway. We can get the side places, not very far from us. They get a load in about every Monday, I think. And it's from somewhere in, from lower part of South Carolina or someplace, from, you know, mid-Georgia, but it's pretty, you can get it pretty fresh. But just get it prepared is the biggest thing. This old red clay is hard to do. They say that you need to put down, you need to, you know, top coat it a little bit and that sort of thing. But my yard is just not suitable for top coating right now. And I can't find anybody that'll do the core aeration either. As I asked this guy about it, he said, two or three people bought up all the equipment big enough to, you know, where you can do it in a few hours. And he said, they charge an arm and a leg to do it. And I said, well, I don't need to do that, I guess.
They rent one of them core aerators and you ride on it. And man, it goes like the world wheels of heck. And works really well. We got one you tow behind the lawnmower and it does pretty good. It was a couple of hundred bucks, but she hadn't said anything about doing that, so I haven't. My neighbor had one. It had spikes on it, but when you turned, it's like it didn't have a differential, you know, and you tear the lawn up some. So this Cory aerator, it works better, but like everything else, inflation's really made stuff go up, Jerry. But when they rent that ride-on one, they go over to two or three neighbors, and they go in and get it together. I thought she said it was just $85, and you actually stand up on the thing, but boy, does it move along. This is N0TR. I'm going to make this my last one, Jerry. Bernice is in Aldi's, and then we're going to run over to Walmart. Maybe I'll catch you later. It's supposed to be rainy all day, and watch out for thunderstorms tomorrow, possibly. Good to hear you this morning, Jerry. N4DJC, N0TR, and I sent you a couple of pictures, Jerry.
Time, you and Bernice, take it easy today and stay out of the weather tomorrow. Hopefully we don't have to get them all in tomorrow. But hope Bernice is doing better. Tell her I said hello. Talk to you later. N0TR, N4DJC, clear.